T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Evan Roberts. Tiki Barber. It's Evan and Tiki on WFAN, The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the free Odyssey app.
Just another Freaky Friday here on The Fan. Evan and Tiki, there is plenty, plenty to discuss. Steve Cohen says he's not tone deaf. After I listened to Hal Steinbrenner speak, I had a completely different opinion than what I read when Hal Steinbrenner said. We'll address all of that later on, plus what this new salary cap means for both the New York Giants and the New York Jets. But last night, I was a good little New York sports fan. I sat down on my couch. I watched the Islanders give up 3 goals in 52 seconds. I watched the Brooklyn Nets quit on a brand new head coach. I watched the New York Knicks, as I successfully told you they would, beat the crap out of the Philadelphia 76ers. But then I also saw something else. And I'm not talking about the physical assault we saw on the ice. We'll get into that later, because that's disgusting. But we saw the New York Rangers do something that deserves all of our attention. Okay? I'm going to be honest. I mean, I like the Rangers, but I'm an honest guy. And sometimes in this town, it's too much negativity. We got to speak with positivity. Last night, the New York Rangers, against an arch rival, against a team that ended their season last year, walked their asses in a Prudential Center. They took over the building, and they whipped the Devils' tuchuses all night long. To the point, and I thought this was disgusting, that a young child was crying over it, and it became a meme on social media, which I got a problem with. So, Ranger fans, I want to make peace with you by saying I am deeply impressed by your winning streak. I am deeply impressed by the way your team has played this season. I throw you all the flowers. You are one win away from tying the longest winning streak in the proud history of the New York Rangers. So I want to commend the Blue Shirts for the streak that they're on. Congratulations. You won your February Stanley Cup on a Sunday. You backed it up with back-to-back wins. You beat the crap out of the Devils. I commend the New York Rangers. But.
Oh, God.
You knew it was coming.
No. I mean, it's a friendly but.
Okay.
A very friendly but. And I hope that every single person who roots for the Rangers as a casual fan or a diehard fan hears me, understands me, because you know what I'm about to say is the God honest truth. It is not mean. It is not a threat. I'm not minimizing anything. I just want to make it perfectly clear that we are all on the same page. You guys are really, really good. And that's why, if you're not hoisting Lord Stanley's Cup in the middle of June, this season was a disaster. And I want you to recognize that. I want you to enjoy the winning streak. I want you to have a good time, just not beating up Devil fans like I saw last night. You should have all the fun in the world. But understand that you've entered a new universe, a universe that you sort of remember. It was like the universe you were in 2013 and 2014 and 2015, when you guys perennially would go to the conference finals, when you guys went to a Stanley Cup final. But remember this, you won crap back then. And now, with a brand new head coach, and one thing we know about your coaches, they only last a couple of years because then they're like milk. They expire and you get rid of them. You better freaking win the cup. If you don't, this season was a waste of time and a disaster.
What? I mean, waste of time?
Yes.
I mean, yes. A disaster?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Winning a Stanley Cup is hard. We know that. You know that.
Yeah.
Sean knows that. Hell, Ranger fans know that. It's been a lot of years. 30, to be exact.
I didn't have a single pubic hair yet.
Exactly. It's been a lot of years. So to declare that because they've had some recent success, that if they don't win a championship, the season is a failure, is asinine.
Oh, no, no, no.
Anything can happen between now and when the playoffs start. Someone could get hurt.
Oh, stop.
Or something could, the good luck, the good charm that they're feeling right now could just go away. And instead of being on a 10-game or 9-game winning streak, they could be on an 8-game losing streak. Mm-hmm. And then what would be your expectation then? Just make the playoffs, Rangers. Right? You can't make that declaration because the players aren't making that declaration. The players feel really good about themselves right now. They feel a ton of confidence in themselves right now. They believe, just like when they beat the Islanders on Sunday, that if no matter what happens, we can find a way to come back and win a game. That doesn't mean they're going to win the Stanley Cup. That's a little accelerated.
No.
Hyperbole.
No.
I mean, that sounds like Jetty and hype to start a season.
No.
I mean, what are you even talking about?
Here's what it is, and I think some Ranger fans can understand this. When you are the New York Yankees, especially in the early to mid-2000s, certainly the late 90s, you went into seasons knowing you're going to be good. But you knew if you didn't win a World Series, even if it was Game 7 of the World Series where you came up small like 2001, you would look at the season and say it was a failure. Well, congratulations to the Ranger fans out there, because here's the truth. You guys, after your quick on-the-fly rebuild, you rebuilt your team. You did it damn impressively. Mm-hmm. You moved on from the Henrik Lundqvist era. You only missed the playoffs twice. Then you made it in that Fugazi year. Then you missed it again. And you rebuilt yourself into this. A team that was in the conference finals 2 years ago. A team that may win the President's Trophy this year. Like, you guys are literally really, really good. And when you are that good and you have high expectations, you better win.
Okay, hold on, Ev.
And in the mid-2000s, when they were in the playoffs every year in the Henrik Lundqvist era, there came a moment where that became fact. We better win. And you didn't. It's why when you look back at the Henrik Lundqvist era, you say, yeah, it was a lot of fun, but overall it was a failure. It was like the Patrick Ewing era.
Okay, but
eventually you have to win.
Because so why is that back now? Why are we
good.
Less than a decade later?
Because you're good.
You're saying the same thing. They're not perennially, the favorite to win the Stanley Cup. They're not the team that everybody feared coming into this season. The expectation has slowly grown. It's
not
like
They were in the conference finals two years ago.
But last year we saw what happened.
And last year they flamed out in the first round after they were up 2-0, and every cocky Ranger fan, yes, I'm talking to you, Sean, thought it was over. Like, the expectation is high. You better win.
Were they the favorite?
In that series?
I'm talking about when the season started this year, were they the favorite?
No.
The answer is no.
Were they the 10th favorite.
Exactly. Were they 2 years ago? Probably not. It was probably still the Tampa Bay Lightning and Coop down there who masterfully find ways to win cups and cups and cups. So I don't think the Rangers are in this category with the Yankees. This is Yankees.
Yes, they are.
This is your New York loser team. Troll job coming to light again.
No.
It happens every single season.
What?
And every single sport.
No.
You find a way to troll the team that you don't like.
I'm not trolling
them. You did this with the Giants. If the Giants don't get to the NFC Championship game, they took a step forward last year. If they don't take another step, then the season's a failure. If the Knicks don't get to the conference finals, the season's a failure. If the Rangers don't even get to the finals, don't win the cup.
Yeah.
The season's a failure.
Yes.
What the hell are you talking about?
I wish I had teams that were that good. Where I could have that attitude.
See, this is what happens when your teams aren't good. You're delusional.
It's not like delusional.
You have fantasies that float in your mind and you can't help but spew them, even though they make
sense. The Rangers are a win away.
Yes, they are.
From tying their longest winning streak in franchise history.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Like, but what does that even mean?
What does it mean? It means it's one of the best teams they've had.
When was that winning streak again?
Which one?
The longest winning streak.
They did 9 a couple of times, including in 1940 when they won the Stanley Cup.
Right, lovely. Okay, so more recent?
I'll give you the answers. Yes, in 1973, they won 10 in a row.
Okay, so more recent?
And the 9-game winning streaks happened in 2016, a year in which they actually got knocked out in the first round, believe it or not.
Okay.
And then also 1974, and in 1975, they won 8 in a row.
Okay, nothing recent except for 2016. So what is a 9-game soon
and
to
now?
Be? Maybe 10, maybe 11, maybe 12, maybe 15-game winning. What does that mean?
What does it mean? It means they're a damn good team.
To Lord Stanley, it means Jack Buckus. It means nothing.
It means this team is good, and when you're good, you raise your expectations. Why is that being haterific?
You know this. This is not like football, where it's a single-game tournament, and anything can happen. In hockey, it's 28 games. It's a lot of postseason hockey.
So based on that logic,
I get it. Damn near a third of the season.
I understand how long and arduous the NHL playoffs are, and I get that, and I respect that. Is that your way of telling me that no hockey team can ever have a season in which it's championship or bust?
Of course they can.
Well, they're good enough to enter that stratosphere.
Peter Laviolette is just here.
Yeah, well, guess what? Ranger coaches last 2 to 3 years, then they're gone.
Okay, so he comes in first year. They have a 10-game winning streak in the back third of the season, and if they don't win a championship, it's a failure.
Well, but guess what? Guess what? I know a history, and so does Sean, and so does every Ranger
fan. Hold on, let me ask Sean.
Alain Vigneault's first year here, what'd they do? I forgot. Do you remember what he did in their first year? Mm.
Was that the year they made the Cup?
That was the year they made the Stanley Cup final. Sometimes, especially in this sport, when you change coaches like you change an underwear, you better hit. And right now it's hitting with Peter Laviolette. Right now it's hitting with this Ranger team.
Right.
I'm complimenting you guys.
Okay.
Why am I a hater now?
Resident Ranger fan, because not me. I'm a Devils fan. Got my ass kicked last night.
Yeah.
And that kid is my godson that you're making fun of.
I wasn't making fun of him. I was making fun of...
It's not even cool. Chase Fitzpatrick.
Wait, so the kid who is crying is your godson?
He is.
So there's a kid that's become a meme.
There's a randomness to my life that doesn't make any sense.
No, I know. So last night, as you may know, the Rangers destroyed the Devils in New Jersey. They took over the building and all that, blah, 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 blah. And there was this very young Devil fan who was caught crying. And I felt bad for him. That'd be like me if I was a kid.
Yes.
And there's a picture of him, and it seems like Ranger fans are kind of having fun making fun of the crying kid because the Rangers beat up the New Jersey
Devils.
Stop
it, Ranger fans.
And that crying
taking
kid...
offense.
Is Tiki Barber's godson.
Chase. I feel bad for Chase.
I'm sorry, Chase.
Exactly.
Those Ranger fans are disgusting.
Resident Ranger fan.
Yes. Yes, resident
football player. Is this team good enough to win a Stanley Cup?
Yeah.
Okay. Is this team going to win a Stanley Cup?
Yeah.
Hold on.
Tiki, you're both right and wrong about something. Evan, there is always an obvious troll job.
Yes.
And the truth is, Evan, in his heart of hearts, doesn't think they're good enough to win a Stanley Cup. He doesn't think they will win a Stanley Cup. So he does want to set this whole thing up to laugh later. So you're right about that. But here's where Evan's getting caught with his pants down.
Uh-oh.
And we don't know if it's as hairy as his face. The truth is, you watch this team hum along on this win streak right now, and they had a great win streak to start the year. They hired a Stanley Cup winning head coach. The trade deadline's coming up. They're going to have to make one, if not two, moves. They are a point back from being the best team in hockey, and they are displaying all the intangibles, including their goalie getting red hot, that it takes. And the truth is, we have loseritis in this town. Mm. We cannot envision or actually picture any of our teams winning a championship. A smidge for the Yankees, because we still picture the hat and the dynasty and all of that stuff. We have to shake loseritis. Mm. When you look up and down the NHL right now, the Rangers have as good a chance as anybody. And you know what? Evan's right about something. They've knocked on the door during the Lundqvist era and during the Shesterkin era. How many conference final trips you need to make? They were up 2-0 in the conference finals 2 years ago. It's not good enough anymore. This is the spring, 30 years removed from 1994. 30 years, a long freaking time.
I thought I was, like, helping you. I thought I was defending you.
You know what?
You're over here siding with the troll.
I know, because you know what? Sometimes the troll needs to get knocked back and realize what he's trolling about is going to come back to bite him. Mm. I'm with him. I'm tired of seeing just trips to the conference final. Okay, this team's good enough. Cash in now.
Yeah. But at least tell me that if they don't, say they fall short in the second round or the conference final.
Can't be the second round.
All right, whatever. Conference final. They lose. 7 games. It's epic. Ugh. They just fall just short.
The season's for naught.
It's not a failure.
It is a failure.
Thank you.
It is a failure because I've seen too many conference final losses.
Exactly.
Now.
I was going to say, in 2015, and that's the year after you guys went to the Cup Final, you went back to the conference finals. You played a 7-game series against the Tampa Bay Lightning, and you lost the game 7. And there was no Ranger fan who walked around those following days and said, well, you know what? We had 113 points. We got to the 7th game of the conference finals. Mm. I remember that winning streak during the regular season. Not a damn person said it. This is big boy time. The Rangers are good. You could take it as a troll as much as you want. They're legitimately good. And I've been around here for a long damn time. I've watched a lot of Ranger playoff runs. I've seen how many conference final runs. We've seen one Stanley Cup run. But I've also seen them in the playoffs countless times. And they've won nothing. Mm. Nothing.
And to Evan's point, we got a lot of teams in this town and a lot of loseritis over at least the last decade. This is absolutely our best chance at a championship team here. And like BT screamed about after the Rodgers injury, we need to stop walking around here like a bunch of losers and embrace the expectations and embrace that you're allowed to feel like a failed season if you don't get the ultimate gold on.
Thank you, Sean. Spot on analysis by the diehard Ranger fan. Mm. Big boy pants are on today.
Big boy pants.
We win the cup or we riot. Not really. We win the cup or this season was a failure. And that's what the Yankee fan normally used to think. That's what I wish the Jet fan was thinking after a 12-win year with Aaron Rodgers. We better win. It was the same thing in the Durant era that lasted 5 minutes. We better win. See, you take this as a troll. You take this as I'm being a jerk. No, I'm not going to lie to you and tell you I'm a Ranger fan. I'm not going to tell you I'm rooting for it to happen. But I appreciate what's going on. I appreciate that this team has won 9 in a row. I appreciate that they're on the doorstep Saturday in Philadelphia of matching the longest winning streak in franchise history. And if they do it, they got back-to-back games against that crappy team from Columbus. Mm. They may extend it. They may have the longest winning streak in the history of this franchise. And you're going to tell me, you know what? Maybe you get unlucky in April and you don't get puck luck. My ass. Time to win. Time to win. You're welcome, Ranger fans. I'm here for you.
I can't even give you your sister's ass. You're right.
I'm telling you.
Now, can I say something to piss all you guys off now?
Here we go.
I'm just waiting for it.
No. I want to get a quick thought on last night's game.
Okay.
This Matt Rempe's got to be stopped.
Oh, stop.
This 7-foot slug.
He couldn't help it.
Couldn't help it. This Matt Rempe.
He's 6'7".
I don't want to hear
He's 6'9 and a half. Matt, 6'10 on skates.
I don't give a damn if he's 9'12". He bloodied Bastion yesterday. And by the way, he went elbow to the head, and he was only on the ice for like 9 seconds. This guy Rempe, okay, has played 5 minutes of hockey in the NHL. He has served how many penalty minutes now, Sean?
I think it's 15 minutes of penalty time, 9 minutes of ice time.
I mean, what are we talking about here? Right? Like, can a warrant be put out for this man's arrest already?
No.
He's physically assaulting a guy on the ice. He's bloodied all over the place. I felt bad for the kids who were at the arena last night.
Oh, toughen up, Buttercup.
What?
This is hockey.
Maybe
he's
that's why
here.
Chase was crying.
Yeah. He didn't want to get hit either. It's the same thing when Aaron Judge strikes on. When you're that tall, I'm sorry, grow a little or your head's going to get hit by an elbow.
Oh, no. Wait, so Matt Rempe shouldn't have been penalized yesterday?
He shouldn't have been thrown out. You want to give him a 2-minute
run? He should have been thrown. He should be suspended 10 games.
He shouldn't
like,
be.
Like, I'll admit, I'm being hyperbolic with the arrested. I will take that back because obviously he shouldn't be arrested.
He's just a big guy. I get it.
What do you mean you get it? He elbowed the guy in the
head. Okay, but it's hard for him to get low enough to not hit the guy.
What does that mean? He's allowed to elbow people in the head?
No, he's just got to be more aware of when he leads with his elbows.
So then you could tell me all day he's tall and he's big and he's strong. He elbowed a man in the head, and he bloodied himself all over the ice. And your guy's excuse is, well, he's tall. What can he do?
Because if he was shorter, he wouldn't have elbowed him in the head. It was a clean hit. Size played a factor.
It was not.
It's like Altuve being short.
Sean,
it's like so
to your numbers, Sean, 13 seconds of ice time last night.
Yeah.
5-minute major.
Yeah. He was the real life movie Slapshot. Yes.
No. Now I'm actually getting very worked up. I'm getting triggered. It was not a clean hit, dude.
Yes,
he
it was.
Elbowed. No, it wasn't.
It wasn't like his he ran in and wanted to elbow him. His elbow is the same height as Bastion's head, dude.
He's right there. He's not trying to.
If he was not 6'7", he doesn't elbow him in the head.
It doesn't
out.
Matter.
It does matter.
The elbow hit him in the head.
And I'm the Devils fan here, and I'm defending him.
You're defending him based on his height. That's ridiculous.
So he should never be able to crash at anybody in the boards because he's 6'7". Otherwise, he's always going to hit a shorter guy in the head.
Well,
not fair.
He can't elbow a guy in the head.
He should not have to play by different rules. That's heightism, dude, and that's wrong of you. You should feel a lot of shame for that.
I don't feel shame for that.
You should feel shame for that. You came after fat Ranger fans to start the week, and you're ending the week coming after tall Ranger players.
Dude,
have a lot of problem with fat and height.
All this guy does is fight with people.
Just
like that's,
beat
and that's fine,
Matt
by the way.
On Sunday.
Well, Matt did him a favor. He put him over. That's a different story. To elbow Bastion in the face, and for you to say, well, he's tall, what could you do? Like, that's ridiculous.
You know what? We've seen a lot of conference final losses. You know what I want right now? People being intimidated to play the Rangers. Mm. You don't want to go on the boards versus Matt Rempe. Let's go.
We'll get your calls next, 877-337-6666. That's the toll-free telephone number. Also, we saw a real-life fight in the stands of last night's game that featured a move I did not see coming. And I also didn't see where the fight would occur coming. There was a big fight between a Devil fan and a Ranger fan, and it wasn't in the upper level of Prudential Center. It was 2 rows off the ice, which is so not common because usually that's where the rich folk is. And they don't fight. They send someone else to fight usually.
They sold their tickets to Ranger fans.
That may have been it. When you root for a team that's good, it comes with high expectations. When you root for a team that sucks, you can go into a year thinking, let's just have some fun. You never know. And I get it, man. Like, think about the Mets. We talked a lot about them yesterday. They are coming into a season with very limited expectations. Nobody thinks they're going to be any good except for, like, me and Jerry Recco. We're the only ones. And so, in a weird way, the pressure's off, right? You go into a season, like, we'll have some fun. We'll see what happens. But when you're legitimately good, you go into a season knowing nothing is acceptable besides winning a world championship. The Yankee fan has great experience with that. In fact, I'm sure there are a lot of Yankee fans that are going to feel that way about this year's team with Juan Soto and Aaron Judge and Gerrit Cole. There's that thought of, we better win the World Series. That's like a graduation moment, Tiki. It's when you know, hey, we're damn good.
Yep. We're on the doorstep. We might as well open the door.
You're right. And if you're a fan of that team and you've been on the doorstep a lot, you're sick and tired of waiting. When I look at this town and I look at franchises, there is no franchise in this town that has been as close and has won nothing as much as the New York Rangers. Not a team. Because the Yankees have won in the last century. Mm-hmm. The Giants won a couple. The Jets haven't been that close. Mm-hmm. The Knicks haven't been that close. My Mets haven't been that close. It all pales in comparison to how close the Rangers have been in the last 30 years since they won their last Stanley Cup. So it's big boy time.
Yeah.
You've had a lot of close calls. Now you win.
But it doesn't feel to me like this is a failure of a season if they don't.
How many of the games do they have to win in a row before you'll come around to that? Does it have to be 17 in a row?
I'd say 15.
Oh, so if they get to 15, you'll admit it. You'll say, all right, Evan, now they better win the cup.
Right. Now they're great. Now they have the best record in all of hockey.
Well, they're only 1 point away from having the most points in the Eastern Conference.
Yeah. I mean, they do have the most wins, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. You also don't want the most points because that team doesn't typically win. You got to thread the needle.
I know. It's so funny. It's so funny you say that because.
But that's
dumb.
It's just dumb luck or whatever, coincidence. There's no way that that's actuality.
It's not. There's a story history now of President's Trophy winners getting bombarded in the first round.
Who was the last one? Who was the last one to win a cup?
To win a cup? I have to look that up. I know when they lose in the first round every year or blow 3-1 leads. But there was something real quick, and then we'll get to your calls. It happened in last night's Islander game. The Islanders got blown out by the Blues. They gave up 3 goals in 52 seconds. It was a waste of time.
I thought something was wrong with my app.
Why? When you saw the score?
Because it just kept saying goal, like it just gold, gold, gold. The Islanders kept being down. I was like, how are they down? It's only been 2 minutes.
You're trying to be funny?
No, I'm not. I thought something was wrong with my app.
Did your app also have a screw up when the Nets went from being down by 5 to down by 30? Were you confused about that one too?
No, I was not paying a bit of attention.
5 times in the last 25 years, not since 2012, 2013.
Thank you. So anyhow, in the Islander game last night.
Never.
It's rare.
It's rare.
In the Islander game last night, they were down 4-0, and they were about to go down 5-0. But they were reviewing a goal that the Blues had scored. And the referee, when announcing the review, came out and did something that I thought was badass. I thought it was very, very badass. So, again, the Blues fans are hoping they're up 5-0, and the referee is about to come on the ice and tell them, you're not going to be up 5-0 because we're going to reveal no goal. And this is how the referee, Garrett Rank, said it.
You're not going to like it, but the call on the ice was correct. No goal.
You're not going to like it.
You're not going to like it. I want referees to start doing that around sports.
How long has he been in the NHL, I wonder?
This Garrett Rank guy?
Yeah, because it sounds like something you would do it, I don't know, like in minor league hockey or like college hockey. Hey, you guys aren't going to like what I'm going to say, but sorry, you suck.
Would that really be a problem if NFL officials started doing that? Like, would that really cause ire? They're just adding humor to the event.
Yeah, it's like levity because you know what the reaction is going to be. And they're probably used to it.
Play that one more time. I love that.
What was the reaction?
You're not going to like it, but the call on the ice was correct. No goal.
They booed.
Yeah.
Now, they were going to boo either way because those pigs needed to be up 5-0 instead of 4-0. I mean, come on. What are we doing here? There's 9 minutes to go in the game. You're already kicking our ass. But good job by Garrett Rank. And I would be in favor of that becoming a normal sports thing.
He's only 32, by the way.
32.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so maybe he was in, like, the minors in
2015, he entered the NHL. So he was a young ref.
Wow. That makes me think he's going to start to get lectured by the older refs. They're going to say, we don't do that. That's not classy. But I wouldn't mind that in an NFL game. You're not going to like to hear this. Pass interference. Number one. All right, let's get to your calls. Ryan is in Rockland. Good afternoon, Ryan.
Hey, guys. How you doing today?
What's up, man?
Good. What's up?
Evan, I'm a huge Rangers fan. I watch basically every single game, and I could not agree with you more. Every postseason they just break our hearts. They're like the Cowboys of hockey. Like they just break my heart every year. And I didn't see '94. I wasn't born yet. So I desperately want them to win the Stanley Cup more than anything. And if there's a year, it's this year. It's got to be. It's do or die.
See, I'm glad, Ryan, you made this phone call because think about what he said about 1994, which to a lot of us feels recent. Like, I remember 1994. Yeah. I remember being in elementary school and then putting on the parade on TV during library class and me being very upset that they did that.
How am I that much older than you?
What do you mean?
I was in college.
You were in college in 1994?
Yes, I graduated high school in 93.
Damn, you're old.
The Rangers Cup draft was 3 years when Tiki entered the NFL.
That's a good point.
That's right.
But to me, like, I'm a 40-year-old guy, so I remember 1994. Like, I was young, but I vividly remember, and I've told that story on the air before, that I was very upset that they showed the parade in school that day. And I even told the teacher, like, a lot of us are Islander fans. Like, what are we doing? So I remembered, but I'm 40.
Yeah.
That last caller is a younger Ranger fan. And if you are a younger Ranger fan, and you don't even have to be that young, I would say 36 and under would be the number.
That's fair. I'm 36, and it's my first sports memories that year.
So you remember it, but you didn't even really get to appreciate it.
I went to several games that year. I was kind of, though, a weird sponge at 7. Not every 7-year-old was like me.
Right. No, I get that.
Yeah, 7's old enough to understand.
Yeah.
Especially if you love the sport.
You're on that kind of like verge, I guess.
Yeah. I knew what was going on. I probably didn't appreciate it.
Yeah.
But for anyone else under the age of 36, you've seen a lot of success in terms of being good. Like, that's the underrated thing about this Ranger team. They have pulled off a lot of success, really, since the salary cap era began in the NHL, if you want to put a line of demarcation. And obviously, Henrik Lundqvist. They've been in the playoffs, and I'm doing this off the top of my head, I'd say 10 out of the last 15 years would be my guess. Something like that. Something absurd like that. 11 out of 16 years. They've been to 4 conference finals. They've been to a Stanley Cup final. Like, I disagree with our last caller's comparison saying they're the Cowboys. They're better than the Cowboys. The Cowboys haven't gotten to a championship game since when?
They're actually more like the 49ers.
The reason,
you have
you're
the
right.
Same year the last time they won a Super Bowl.
That's, you know what? That's a good point. So I get that guy calling up saying, listen, I've seen a lot. I need to see a win. Like, I don't mean to be a jerk right now, but this is going to come across a little jerky to one of the other fan bases in this town. I get you guys as Knicks fans. Like, any kind of success is really, really cool. It's still new to you. Like, I get that. You go to the conference finals, you're going to have a party. Mm-hmm. When have you been there? You haven't been there in 150 years.
All right, stop with the condescending. Yeah. I gave you a little bit there, and then you got more and more condescending.
I'm just saying, to the Ranger fan, and by the way, Tiki, you'll learn this about me.
Uh-huh.
There's nothing I enjoy more than pitting Ranger fans against Knicks fans. Mm. That is like my, that's porn for me.
You got that behind our glass right now.
I know.
Because we asked this question about 2 weeks ago. Who is most likely to win the next championship?
Yeah.
And in my mind, it's obviously the Knicks. But now you're saying today it's going to be the Rangers.
Oh, I don't even think that's even a question. I was starting that fight earlier this morning. I went on social media just because I felt like it and said, who goes on a deeper postseason run this year, the Rangers or the Knicks? And everybody's like, starts fighting with each other. Mm. It's got to be the Knicks. Oh, it's the Rangers.
What was the outcome?
You know the outcome. The Rangers kicked the Knicks ass like they have for the last 40 years.
A realistic poll for once.
No, I agree. And you know what I would tell you would piss me off if I'm a Ranger fan?
What's that?
The fact that last night, Ranger Devils, sexy game, rivalry game, relegated to MSG2 while we have to watch Knicks Sixers on MSG1.
As they should be, because let me remind all three of you, the Knicks run this city and the Knicks run Madison Square Garden. Always have, always will.
You do run it until May, because that's when the Rangers play games deep into May and the Knicks usually go home.
Yeah, Dolan's pockets have been lined a lot more with Ranger playoff games over the last 15 years. He knows where his bread's buttered.
All right, keep talking.
And that's why, by the way, if I ask a Knicks fan, is this a championship or bust season? No one would ever say yes to that. Of course not.
Encouraging win last night, though.
A very nice win, of course.
Right.
Bogey played well. How about Precious? All that. They overcame a lousy effort by Jalen Brunson. It was all great. But you see the difference, right? Ranger fans know it's cup or bust. Knicks fans are like, yay, we're happy to be here. This is fun.
No. We're not happy being bridesmaids. Not with this team. Not with the new look Knicks. It's championship or bust for them as well.
Seriously?
Uh-huh.
You're having to say no. There's no chance.
Yep. I look around the NBA and I say the Knicks are as good as any team in the league. Why not us?
Okay,
why not
this year? Maybe if they're healthy. No. But they're not healthy right now.
Yeah, not right now, but the playoffs are not right now.
So you think, like, I don't know if you voted in my poll earlier
this
morning.
I did. Knicks.
You think the Knicks are going further than the Rangers in the playoffs?
I absolutely do.
Are you
100%.
Okay?
It's about time somebody reminds people around here who runs the city, the Knicks. The Knicks are as good as any team in the NBA. Are the Rangers as good as any team in hockey? Don't think so.
I mean, they're playing as good as any team in hockey.
You want to go recency bias? They've won, whatever, 9 in a row?
No.
Let's not forget who had the best record in the NBA in January.
I don't.
What's so funny? I don't understand what's so funny.
The Rangers in hockey this year are as good as the Nuggets are in basketball. That's a championship team, Loogie. I'm sorry.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
All right.
Run the city all you want. We run the suburbs. I don't know what to tell you.
We'll continue going back to this powder keg. I find this very entertaining. But in the meantime, let's go to John in Smithtown. What's up, John?
Hey, how's it going, guys?
What's up? Good. What's up?
I just wanted to comment on your comment on the hit last night with Matt Rempe.
Yeah, it was disgusting. It should be thrown out of the league.
Yeah, I don't understand how you don't see that, you know, Bastion, whatever the hell that guy's name is on the Devils, who got ragdoll tossed by Trouba after he got clean hit and buried into the boards. Mm-hmm. He wants to whine and cry and try and go after them. That he was skating up the boards with his head down. If he picks his head up, like any normal hockey player, and sees that he has a giant coming right at him, you know, maybe he doesn't duck into his elbow. Yeah, he did leave with his elbow, but there was no chicken wing. There was no elbow to the head maliciously aiming for his head. The guy's 6'10". He can't bend down to get hit.
Blaming the victim. Well, I see what you're doing here. Blame the victim. Blame the guy who got caught and bloodied on the ice and say it's all his fault.
It sounds like what we talk about with safeties in the NFL. Is like they're trying to avoid head-to-head contact, so they lower their head. But so is the receiver. He's lowering his head. So what happens is you get head-to-head contact. It's kind of nobody's fault.
It's
just the aggressiveness of a physical sport.
No, dude. Like, stop with this both-sidedism's crap.
But I'm not both-sided.
Rempe elbowed him in the freaking head.
He didn't. He just went in to check him. The problem is his elbows are at his head.
Yeah, he doesn't leave his skates. I just keep watching the replay.
Yeah.
Bastion dips his head down.
Yes,
it is like actually.
It's almost like he's ducking. So here's the problem with hockey, and it's also with football. Human beings aren't like designed to run into each other. They're just not. It's not natural to do it. And on skates, it's so much faster than even with cleats on a football field. And so like your reaction time when you're like, oh, bleep, somebody's getting ready to hit me, is to duck. Like everybody does that. If someone threw up, if I threw a punch at you right now, you're not gonna just sit and take it.
I probably would.
Hit me in the jaw. Break
pick
my tongue.
Pick the wrong example.
You would duck. Most people want to duck. And so when you see a
he wasn't ducking his see, that's also a misnomer. He was down, he was in position. He wasn't ducking. And so Rempe saw where his head was. Like, I don't understand how you guys would be blaming
the victim bang, on this. Bang when he dips his head down. He didn't see where he was. He doesn't leave his sticks. He basically just pushes his forearm towards the glass, which is a clean hit, Naki. No. The problem is he's the size of a tree.
I mean, honestly, this guy's been in the league for 35 seconds. He's already got more penalty minutes than he's been on the ice. Why don't you call it like it is? It's not like he's got a long track record. His track record so far in the short period of time that he's been on the ice is that he's a thug looking to fight everybody.
No, because I think that we
it's actually disgusting.
We don't know how to judge a guy that's 6'7 and hits like that.
Stop. Sounds like you're talking about Aaron Judge right now.
Which is what we are doing. We didn't know how to manage a strike zone.
Let's go to Jack in Manhattan. What's going on, Jack?
Hey, what's up, guys? Can you hear me?
Yeah, we got you.
Crystal clear.
Hey, what's up? So, Evan,
yeah,
I'm a Ranger fan, but I'm, you know, not really too worked up about you trolling us, but I have to explain to you why I think people keep calling you a hater.
Go ahead.
And it's this.
Yeah.
It's after the stadium series, you were more worked up about the Rangers winning than you were about the Islanders losing.
Mm-hmm.
And so listening to that, it came across as you watched that game not to see the Islanders win, but you watched it so you could see the Rangers lose and rub it in Marash's face and go on the radio and call them frauds and how we stink. And you know what? We might be frauds. I mean, yeah. I don't know. I wasn't old enough for 1994. I also, like that previous caller, I wasn't born yet either. So I've been kicked in the groin way too many times. But you going on, and you're still hung up on calling that the Rangers Stanley Cup.
Yeah.
It comes across as not really being an authentic Islander fan.
Yeah.
Because if you were more authentic, you would be worried about what does this hold for the future of our team.
Well, they suck. I mean, I can answer that real quick. They're a freaking mess. All they've done is blow multi-goal leads all season long. Now, they were able to recover the other night against Pittsburgh, and now they've got a big decision to make over the next few weeks. Are they going all in? Are they going to sell? Are they going to stand pat? And to be honest with you, I don't think they're any good. Now, I want to give you an honest answer, because his answer was, or his comment was, it sounded as if you were rooting more against the Rangers than rooting for the Islanders. I think as that game was going on and I was enjoying myself and I was teaching my kids the basics of hockey and I was watching the Islanders have this fun afternoon in the sun, it was about the Islanders winning. I think that's how it started.
You knew I was there, though. Mm.
And then I think as the comeback commenced,
yep,
and as things started to turn, my anger now became playing defense. It went from, this is a really cool win, what a fun day, I'm having a good time, into defense, into I freaking hate this team, and their fans
bother me.
You hate
your own team, or you hate the Rangers?
Well, yes, I hate both teams, actually. I mean, I hate all the teams I root for, because all they do is fail.
But you can't rail against the Islanders.
Well, I did rail against the Islanders. I said it that day.
Yes,
all they do is blow big leads. Like, yes, this is nothing new from them.
You shifted quickly to anti-Rangers talk.
And speaking of shifting quickly, when do I get my apology?
For what? Mm.
I don't know. Monday.
The importance of the Sunday game.
Yeah, Monday. When you went on your little fat Rangers
rant. Fat.
You called me and other Ranger fans fat, but then you also laughed when I said, you know, that could be our moment, like Victor Cruz in 2011. And here we are a mere 5 days later, and your lead today is
truth.
It's Stanley Cup or bust.
Truth.
Huh.
Wait, so do you think you're so wrong? In fact, the Rangers' success since the Stadium Series victory just proves my point that it was meaningless.
Honestly. No. It
no.
does. They're playing even better. My point was it was going to catapult them. And now you're admitting it's Stanley Cup or bust when I told you that's our signature moment on the way to a Stanley Cup.
First of all, you're in the midst of a 9-game winning streak. All that was a win in the midst of a 9-game winning streak. That's all it was. Like, you've won 9 in a row, dude. You're red hot. I give you all the flowers. That just happened to be one game in the middle of it. So what the hell does that mean? What does that prove? If anything, it just proves what I'm saying. It was a regular season game. You had a great comeback against an Islander team that's done nothing but choke all year. Congratulations.
Nope. You know what I hate the most about Ranger fans? They're delusional. No. Ranger fans are so delusional. Maybe it's because a lot of you are Yankee fans or Giant fans. You are so delusional. And you've seen it right now on display with Sean.
5 minutes ago, Lou Gehrig, you said the Knicks can win a championship.
Yeah, because I have a superstar player. You have a soft goalie. You trust that guy in the playoffs? I wouldn't. I trust Brunson.
All right, very
Your
nice.
Goalie is Charmin, tissue, soft.
Very in the weeds. The Rangers have five NHL players better than Brunson as a basketball
okay,
player.
I need one superstar player, also, and I have two top 30.
Also, newsflash, the Knicks ain't selling out MetLife Stadium. The Rangers.
I got dogs. Are you kidding me? The Knicks are, you know, first of all, half the stadium would be celebrities if the Knicks were there, and the other half would be Knicks fans, so they would sell it out. You can get 70K.
Nope, Spike Lee's not sitting that far from the court.
And you didn't sell it out. It was Islander fans there, too, by the way. Okay. Now, yeah. I have to lean on what, the Net fans and all three of them? Knicks fans would sell it out, too. Keep talking. Keep chirping
Lou
over
Gehrig
there.
Feels very threatened, if you noticed. This was supposed to be his spring, his and it time. Will be. And he's very threatened. Julius basically
Rangers
dancing.
Came out of nowhere.
Yeah, it's hurting him, and I feel bad for him. And he can't even lean back on the Mets.
Don't bring them
Yeah,
in.
They have nothing to do with this.
No. I'm enjoying the theater of Rangers versus Knicks. I think this is the great rivalry in New York that no one talks about. Because we all just assume, oh, it's the Garden. They're one big happy family. That's not the case.
Nope.
The Ranger fan, and I'm not talking about you here, Loogie, but the Ranger fan in general, they get sick and tired of the Knicks stealing the Ranger heat.
Bitch, New York Ranger fan.
Stealing their attention.
And you know why we don't mind playing on MSG too, Evan? Because idiots like Lou Gehrig can't find it. We can.
I'm not going to pay any mind to a bunch of guys skating around a hockey rink. I watch the real sport, the hoops.
So you genuinely think, Loogie, that the Knicks will go further in the playoffs than the Rangers?
Remind me, who went further last year? Oh, that's right, the Knicks. They'll do it again. Yeah. They'll do it again.
Okay.
I firmly stamp that.
And you obviously, Sean, feel very confident that the Rangers will go further than the Knicks.
Yeah. But feel confident. It's not even like a thought. It's a given.
Okay. I believe, and this is completely up to you guys, that I think, Tiki, you definitely agree with this. Mm-hmm. They should make some kind of bet.
Oh, without a doubt. We're betting
this
crew
great.
Here.
I've won pickleball. What can I win from Lou Gehrig?
I don't know. You guys figure that out.
Okay.
And then me and Tiki will decide if we approve this Ranger Nick bet that you guys will make. I look forward to it.
You're not going to sneakily shave your beard while we're pulling something else.
No. Luckily, this is one that does not involve me. Because quite frankly, Rangers Knicks, it's like... Oh, it's disgusting. I enjoy when you guys fight because I want you both to lose. But, yeah, I like when you guys fight. Let's go to, so many angry Ranger fans. Let's go to Matt in Howard Beach. How you doing, Matt?
Hey, Evan, Tiki, what's going on?
What's up?
Man, I wish I had a legal pad to check off all the points I want to hit right now.
Yeah.
It's amazing right now. Evan, you have single-handedly... turn two people that go to the same building against each other. It's actually like evil mastermind.
Right.
And I don't know how you do it.
Sitting on the other side of the glass in a room, they can't avoid each other. Their mics aren't on, so they can fight.
Stuck in a room, they might like kill each other. Right. Wow. So definitely looking forward to see what that bet is going to be between them.
Me too.
But I can't believe you actually did it, but I do agree with you. Hmm. As a Ranger fan, since I'll be 42 this year. I was 12 the last time they won a cup, right? So a lot of good runs, a lot of enjoyable seasons. Look forward to watching games every night. But something's got to give, right? You got to win one, right?
Yeah.
You just got to win the one championship.
I thought I was defending you guys.
Nah, you're being
Ranger fans. I thought I was trying to, like, I don't know, lighten the letdown if something bad should happen. And Ranger fans are all agreeing with you, Evan.
Because I think you're being offensive to them.
I'm not.
You're
thinking
good.
From a player perspective, how hard it is to win a championship, no matter how good it feels that you're playing, right? No matter how confident you are, sometimes you just run up against teams, especially in a 7-game series, are just better than you.
Okay. I'm glad you said that.
And so from a fan's perspective, it's easy to say, oh, yeah, it's win or bust. But from a player's perspective, it's like, dude, it's a grind, man. Like, you can't start thinking like that if we don't win a championship, we've failed this year. You can't do that.
I want you to walk me through something then. In 2000, mm-hmm. you guys had an incredible run, won 12 games, went to the Super Bowl.
Yeah, but we sucked for part of it.
To
the point where Jim Fossil had to make a declaration about gambling and pushing his chips into the center of the table.
Yes.
Jason Sehorn's pants fell off trying to make a coverage.
That wasn't his fault.
But my follow-up to that was not...
Fanatics and Nike were making the pants.
More on that later. My point wasn't 2000, because obviously the Giants had a miraculous run, and I could understand that getting there may have felt like, oh, my God, this is house money. Now, I'm not a believer in house money, but I understand you're in the Super Bowl. Nobody saw it coming, yada, yada, yada. But I wasn't going to ask you that.
Okay.
I was going to ask you the following season.
Yeah.
Like, you just went to the Super Bowl. When you go in a training camp in 2001, isn't the attitude, well, we've already gotten as far as you can go. Mm. If we don't win the Super Bowl in 2001, now, we all know what happened. You didn't even make the playoffs.
No.
But going into camp, you didn't have the attitude that I'm describing right now?
We had the attitude, and it's a grind. And it's a long way back to where we just were. And we got to get lucky. Not lucky like we're just, you know, something supernatural happens and we win football games. But we got to stay healthy. We have to make sure that guys are all dialed in. It's easy to get distracted when you're on that path where you think you're winning a championship. So it's literally game to game. It's what do we got to do to win this game? Because when you start thinking ahead is when you start having lapses. It's when you start getting complacent. It's when the little things that you were doing well become the big things that you're not. So it's hard. Like it's hard as an athlete to look that far down the line. And you're excited about it, but the last thing you want to do is hear about it.
I'm not in charge of what the players hear. The players can hear whatever the hell they want. I know as fans, because I am one. I may not root for the same teams as everybody, but I am a fan. We have a very similar calculation in our mind. At some point, you got to freaking win it. Like, think about it. For the Ranger fans, and I'll give you a Nick comparison,
okay, but
what too.
What if you don't?
Like, what if you don't? Oh, I don't know. Hey, Loogie, what were the 90s Knicks like? Like, was it amazing?
No. It's the most overrated, period of New York sports.
And why
in our
is that?
Because they didn't win a damn thing.
And by the way, they went to two finals, but they didn't win a damn thing.
There's no trophy for second.
The Henrik Lundqvist era, and I don't mean to nail Henrik Lundqvist in any negative way. He's an all-time great goaltender. I'd spent more time defending that man on this radio station than almost anybody. I can't say anybody, but almost anybody. You won nothing, Sean, with him. You know it. I know it, and that's why that era of Ranger hockey is nice. It's not all-time great.
I wear an Eastern Conference Finals champion shirt like it's the real cup shirt. That's how bad I want it.
You're damn right. So now you got to win it, and that's what it's about.
Stop walking around like a loser.
That's right. Let's go to Anthony in Brooklyn. What's up, Anthony?
Hey, guys. How you doing?
What's up, man?
Evan, I'm going to agree with you. It's winning time.
Winning time. Let's go.
Now I have my bone to pick with you about the hit.
Yeah, go ahead.
I played, reffed, and coached on every level of hockey.
Right.
I still play street. The hit wasn't as dirty as it's being made out to be.
Right.
It was actually a clean hit. He didn't bring his elbow up. Tiki, I thought you explained it perfect in the heat of the moment. You guys, this is what's killing the game when people start crying. It's a bad hit. It's dirty. It's this. That's what hurts. That's all I wanted to say.
But it was, though. Like, I still don't understand how you guys keep saying it wasn't. Like, he wasn't ducking.
Go ahead.
He was in
his head.
Go ahead.
He broke rule number one. He put his head down. We're taught that from the first time we put on skates. That's all. And the other guys, Rempy's just guilty of being tall. But it was a violent hit. It was violent.
As it was.
But it wasn't dirty.
It's violent because he's going so damn fast.
Well, here's what's funny.
I mean, he's flying.
No, of course. He got a match penalty, and he's going to be suspended. Like, I'm not pulling something out of my ass here. Like, that's what happened last night. What happened to him after that hit? Did we see Matt Rempy again? No.
He didn't.
I wouldn't be so confident he's getting suspended.
Yeah, it's not like he hit him with his shoulder.
Yeah.
It's not like he came in leading with his elbow.
Dude, again.
I'm just looking at it. I'm looking at it in slow motion.
Hold on. Last night, he was given a match penalty, which means he was ejected from the game. Did that not happen?
Of course it
happened. So do you want to call out the officials and say they're soft and they got it wrong?
Yeah, I think the officials do not know how to officiate a 6'7 thumper, and they have to get used to that body sizes are different. I really believe that's the truth.
Yeah.
And I think when the league office sees this, they're going to go,
right. The
guy's a mutant tall alien.
And Bastion is
how can
so unaware.
Yeah.
Like he's not even, he doesn't see him.
If he gets suspended, Rempy could sue the league that they're high.
Oh, my God. Yeah. I thought you were just going to whip out the boomer or screw the Ranger button. That's what happened last night. They said, screw Rempy. Let's just suspend him. Let's just throw him out.
Shaq would get suspended constantly if he played in hockey, though.
Oh, stop using height as an excuse.
It is an excuse.
You got it in the head. Boy. I don't know about you, Tiki. I don't know why you're out here defending him
so
badly.
This is kind of hit that you took all the time as a football player. At least I did. They don't anymore. Right? You got to be aware of where contact is coming from. You have to, dude. Otherwise, you don't play long.
Just remember,
I'm just telling you.
Your godson was crying probably because of that hit.
It's not.
How about the amount of Ranger fans
in
the building?
Was it right in front of that? Was that?
Were they sitting? I don't know where they were sitting.
It was in front of the bench. I think it was close enough to where they were sitting.
Oh, my God. Imagine that little three-year-old seeing that hit.
Wait, where is this? It's a
forget if it was. Yeah.
This is so the alley at the end of the bench, he's right on the alley.
Yeah.
So it's right there.
Have you talked to your godson to make sure he's okay?
I'm not.
You should check in on him.
I will.
He's crying after a loss. He sees this disgusting hit by Rempe. You should be thrown in jail.
Period. He's fine.
I'm just making sure.
Yeah.
When we come back, more of your calls, 877-337-6666. We'll hear from Steve Cohen and Hal Steinbrenner as the show goes on. And you know what? No messing around. When we come back, Sean Morash thinks the Rangers are going further than the Knicks. Tommy Lugauer thinks the Knicks are going further than the Rangers. They started fighting about it. They're going to make their bet official. They will come up with a big bet to determine what the other person needs to do or one person wins based on Rangers and Knicks playoff success. So to all the people out there, pick your side, because I know you're split. I know as a Knicks fan you can't stand the Rangers. I know as a Ranger fan you can't stand the Knicks. I understand that that is a civil war in this town no one likes to talk about. I love talking about it. It's one of my favorite unknown rivalries in all of New York sports. Evan and Tiki here on The Fan.
Odyssey celebrates Mother's Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At-Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At-Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.